This is Ozarks at Large. A team of University of Arkansas graduate students is getting ready for the toughest business plan competition in the country. Their coach is Carol Reeves, the University of Arkansas's Associate Vice Provost for Entrepreneurship. Fortune magazine named her one of the nation's 10 most powerful women entrepreneurs in 2011. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Reeves about her past success stories and asked her about the team of students that's heading to Rice University's business plan competition.
Robin Goforth says she's cautious by nature.
I never planned on leaving the university, my academic position. I was very happy there.
At least that's what she thought when she first decided to take an entrepreneurship course led by Carol Reeves with a friend.
And I decided to participate in this class, because I enjoy the intellectual exercises and I thought I would learn a lot. And lo and behold, we found an opportunity, you know, this platform of drugs that's now Biologics MD that was like, wow, look at this. This has, huge potential to change people's lives, and it has just grown from there.
Now, 7 years later, Goforth is the chief scientific officer at Biologics MD, and the company is getting ready to start human trials on a drug that treats hair loss. She says she knew the business plan she had been working on with her team in Reeves' program was going to turn into an actual business when they got data back from the tests they had done on rats.
So our drug works through a totally novel way. It's unlike any other hair loss treatment out there. And no one has done this. And the data was just so strong and there was so much potential. And like, how do you not try and move this forward? I just couldn't not do it, actually. I don't think it was ever a conscious decision. I turned my resignation notice in and said, okay, I guess I'm really doing this.
Goforth says the drug can be used to treat different instances of hair loss, chemotherapy, male pattern baldness, alopecia. It works by turning hair follicles back on after a disease or treatment turns them off. Their business plan earned them a win at the annual competition at Rice University in 2010.
You know, Rice has such a reputation for bringing in the true investors. So we took, this is a real opportunity to meet people. And we got serious investments out of Rice, not just as prize money, but from people we met.
Now Goforth comes back to Reeves' program as a mentor. She listens to business plan presentation run-throughs. Then come the questions. This is Goforth after a run-through with a team that's formed a company called Grox. Like Goforth had done years ago, they're getting ready for the competition at Rice.
So what's your cost per square foot if you had to buy it from BWR?
We haven't done that cost analysis.
Closer to $2?
It'd be closer to $2.
Okay, so you have to find a low-cost graphite source to be economically viable.
I can say that if we had to go with the mine in Alabama, mm-hmm. it'd be around $1.
$1 per square foot?
Because mm-hmm. they have significantly higher prices compared to First Graphite Limited.
So you are really married to a Sri Lankan mine, huh? How's the political situation over in Sri Lanka?
Witness Martin is the chief innovation officer at Grox. We spoke after his team met with Goforth.
Oh, wow. That was torture. Like, she really knows her stuff. And I mean, for someone that's actually been to Rice and she knows what type of questions to expect, man, she tore us apart yesterday. Tore us apart completely. But I mean, we're also going to take that as, you know, a positive and actually try and get the answers to those questions, because if we know we have those answers, I mean, no one really can ask us something out of the blue that we don't know.
Grox CEO Andrew Miles says getting torn apart by Goforth is what makes the startup community in Northwest Arkansas so great.
Everyone's just open door policy, it seems like, with all the companies that are still around from the program and more than willing to give their time and advice, expertise.
Goforth says when she meets with the teams, she draws a lot from her experiences since taking the win at Rice.
Even though we're in very different industries, some of the core concerns of early stage investors are the same. So I'm trying to ask them the same kind of questions that we've been asked over the years.
Grox is going to Houston with a graphene-based glass coating. The team is pitching the coating as one that exceeds other products in controlling solar heat and reducing heat transfer across windows. This saves customers money, and it also costs less to produce. Carol Reeves says her students have been able to develop ideas like that one because of partnerships with the science and engineering departments.
My best teams almost invariably have a science or engineering grad student along with our MBA students, and sometimes a master's of accountancy student as well in there. So it's the combination of the science and technology with the business that's where the real magic occurs. Because in a real startup, you want both skills to be successful.
Reeves says the U of A's status as a research university is a crucial component. It means her students have access to innovative technologies. Grox, for example, had access to research involving graphene and its applications. Witness Martin, who's an electrical engineer, says it caught his attention.
Graphene, when you look at it, you know, how it's published, what people say about it, it's actually a very, very interesting and very exciting material. And I really, really wanted to sort of get into that somehow. And when I saw the invention disclosure, I thought, hey, you know, this is actually a breakthrough. This is something that we can actually really go head on and actually, you know, just tackle and actually, you know, take to the next level.
So Martin pitched the idea to everyone during the fall semester half of Reeves's program. That's when the teams form around an idea that could become a company. Andrew Miles says Grox started with Martin's pitch.
We kind of came together because Witness knew a lot about our technology and at least knew about the invention disclosure and pitched it. And then initially, I think a lot of us were dismissive. I got kind of my interest was piqued by it a couple weeks after he first told me about it, and was kind of having a trouble finding teams, and went back with Witness and said, are you still interested in doing this?
Then Miles says they really needed an accountant. That's where Ting Cheng comes in.
And so we grabbed Ting up. Really, we actually asked Ting if she was interested. I was kind of nervous that day because I didn't think you might necessarily would have worked with us. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
Yeah, because I received other two emails besides you guys asking me to be a accountant on their team.
And she said yes. You were kind of like the free agent we had to secure.
They also brought on a chief operating officer and a chief technology officer. And then they started putting together their business plan for the competitions that would take place during the spring semester of Reeves's program.
So how often do you guys talk to each other and spend time with each other?
Too much. we text, gosh, multiple times a day.
Do you guys have like a long group text?
It's been how long's that been going on? Since November?
It's maybe more than that.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example or like a feel of how we actually communicate, I woke up this morning at around, I want to say 8 o'clock, and I had 60 messages in that group alone.
The program is a full-time job, and Reeves says she makes that clear to her students.
There's a lot of attrition because people have no idea how much work this is. And a very common comment I would get at the end of the semester is, okay, you told us how much work it was, your former students told us how much work it was, but we did not believe them, or you. It's a lot of work.
But all that work could land them at Rice University, which will be giving away $1.5 million in prizes this year. Reeves calls the competition the gold standard.
The judges at Rice are real investors. There'll be 250 judges. Most competitions have 4 per round. So it's incredibly intimidating. If you have almost every business down at Rice is high tech. And so, for instance, the team Grox that's going down there, if NASA thinks that their coding might have applications in space, there will be 4 NASA PhDs in the audience asking questions about the technology.
Out of 500 applicants, 42 teams are invited to the competition. Grox CFO Ting Cheng says she watched Rice announce the list of teams that made it in a Facebook Live video.
I watched the live, and immediately after the live, I called my mom, and it was a 14-hour, like the jet lag is like 14 hours. So my mom was asleep at that time, but I called her and told her the good news.
And it's possible Grox could be the next Biologic MD or any of the other Arkansas companies that started in Carol Reeves' course.
Depending on how you count them, using my math, which I think is pretty accurate, just in our grad program, this excludes, we've had some really successful undergrad teams, but I haven't tracked them, so I'm not confirming the data, but my grad teams, I can confirm it. 19 startups come out of the program. They've raised over $60 million to build their companies, which I think is very impressive. They have about 150 employees in high-wage jobs in the state.
Andrew Miles, Witness Martin, and Ting Cheng say they're all in to make Grox a viable company after Rice and Reeves' program.
So Rice could, I think, only accelerate us, but I think the goal has not changed whether we got into Rice or any of the other competitions. We're going to prove our way forward and still follow our operating strategy and our go-to-market strategy in the next 6 months. I mean, I don't think that was going to change. But RISE could definitely make it a lot easier and a little bit easier for the bank accounts, for sure.
The RISE competition takes place over the course of 2 days as the teams go through 3 rounds of presentations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The competition at RISE takes place this weekend. Good luck, Grox. Carol Reeves' program is open to all graduate students, not just those studying for their MBA. For example, in the story we just heard, Witness Martin is studying electrical engineering, and Ting Chang is getting her master's in accounting. Non-MBA students who complete Reeves' course receive a certificate of entrepreneurship and, in some cases, end up running a company.